The new sports minister, Nick Street, announced recently that the government had provided some funding to AFL Tasmania, $220,000 in fact. And what they're going to do is to help to alleviate issues that are being faced with clubs with volunteers. And AFL Tasmania have in fact appointed three club help coordinators. The one for the Northwest Coast is Rick Anderson, who joins me now. Good morning, Rick.
Martin, good morning.
Obviously, there's a real need for this, and you know, there's been funding from the government and also from AFL Tasmania, so all up it's about $400,000 worth. And there's a real need, you know, for clubs that need assistance with volunteers.
That's right. You know, so, you know, we all know that the volunteers are the backbone of footy clubs, and, you know, without the volunteers, it's very hard to function. So we also know that many of the clubs along the coast are actually struggling to fill vital roles. So it came from the Football Futures meetings, and there was a cry out from the clubs to get support from AFL TAS. And so the role of the club help coordinator has come from that, and it's a 12-month role to start with. And on the club help coordinator along the northwest coast.
The package is aimed at targeting volunteers, coaches and umpires as well. And I can give you a good example. Last year there was talk about Mott and Preston and East Ulverston amalgamating in the NWFA. Mott and Preston were the reigning premiers, but they didn't have enough volunteers. They had plenty of good players, but not enough volunteers. And the other way around for East Ulverston didn't have the players, but the volunteers. And I know recently the West Devonport Hockey Club pulled out of the Greater Northern Men's League competition because they didn't have enough volunteers to run that program as well. So it's not something that's unique to footy, is it?
No, well, it's not unique to footy, and it's a change in the volunteer demographics. So there are people that are getting older and they can't do the things that they used to do. The lifestyles of people along the coast are a lot busier than what they have been. And we had COVID where there wasn't supporters and volunteers turning up on a weekend basis. So they've found other things to do. So, you know, there is a need, and AFL TAS have actually teamed up with some experts in the area of Volunteer Tasmania, and together we're going to be holding some workshops for clubs in need, and that's to look at building a sustainable volunteering model that's unique to that club, that they can come up with some action plans and go out and try to get the volunteers, you know, back into the game, really concentrating on grassroots clubs. And I know it's a key focus area for AFL to support the clubs and the volunteers.
You mentioned during COVID too, and how a lot of the volunteers were older, and I know some of them still, you know, won't come back to the club environment because they are fearful of COVID hanging around if they're more vulnerable, you know, people that may possibly get COVID. So that's changed the way we do things a lot, hasn't it?
It definitely has. You know, there's a lot of angst amongst the community in relation to COVID, but you know, the clubs have got in place their COVID management plans, and it's a way of life now. So you know, people, I've talked to a lot of volunteers across the northwest coast, and they're volunteering because they, you know, they want to get on with life and they want to add value and to feel, you know, to get that feel of pride and acceptance from, you know, from the clubs.
And I guess if you're going to volunteer, you need to know that those processes are in place, also that you'll be trained to do the job that you know, might be wanting to do. And you're not really thrown in the deep end, are you? I mean, clubs are just grateful to have volunteers, and they can certainly find jobs for them.
Yeah, definitely. And I know the AFL had some really good resources on their AFL page. It's called Club Help, and in there it looks at game day management, club management. It looks, there's a section on volunteers, and some clubs have started to implement this where they've got a volunteer coordinator at their club, and then they induct volunteers in and they team them up with people that know what they're doing. There's also, you know, courses that are available to upskill people. And then in my role, I'm there to support people that are struggling in their roles. So my background is in banking and finance. I've been treasurer for a number of clubs along the northwest coast, and I think I can add value in that area if there's any club out there that's struggling.
We hear of clubs that are struggling with player numbers, but also with volunteers, and I guess the two go hand in hand. But, you know, without naming names, there are a few clubs on the coast at the moment that are literally on the brink, aren't they?
Well, there's clubs that have put up their hand to say, listen, we need help in the area of volunteers. You know, they need help in also the financial management side of their clubs. But then there's also on the other end, there's clubs out there that are thriving, that are doing really well, and have got, you know, there's one club that's got over 90 volunteers. So
wow.
They're going really well, and they don't need the support of AFL Tas and myself. So again, there's going to be some focus on some clubs to try to support. They are the clubs that are putting their hand up to say, can you please come along, Rick, and give us a hand. So
yeah.
And that process has already started.
You mentioned a club there were 90 volunteers. I mean, they could be a model for other clubs, couldn't they?
Yeah, well, that's it. And in talking, I said, well, how did you get the volunteers? And he said, listen, it's a community, and it's the people have come back because it's a community club, and we have a team which is the gate team, and we've got another team that is the canteen team, and then we've got a bar team, and so they've got a lot of people that are involved that know their roles, and they don't have to do everything in the club and burn out. It's just I go along and I help in the canteen, and I think they've got things really happening, and definitely we can model their thing. But then on the other side is every club is unique, so happens at one club may not happen or be the fix at the other club.
No, certainly not a case of one size fits all, that's for sure. You mentioned some workshops, Rick. When are they happening, do you know?
The initial workshop with Volunteer Tasmania is in June. It's a targeted workshop for a couple of clubs on the coast, at which time, after they've completed, it's over a period of 4 months. And after that, then I'll be able to help other clubs. And I've already got like four or five expressions of interest there from clubs that are wanting to team up with AFL Tas and also with Volunteers Tasmania to get some good processes in place and try to attract and keep their volunteer base.
All right. In the meantime, they can contact you through AFL Tasmania Northwest?
Definitely.
Yep.
Yeah. So, either through here or it's rick.anderson@afl.com.au. But I've been in touch with all clubs, and, yeah, we've got the process in motion. So, yeah, I've got some exciting times ahead.
Let's hope so. Rick, thanks for your time this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Martin.